Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A light freeze for some this morning, high today in the middle 50s. Get your complete weekend forecast from Dan Brunoff on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. Your top local stories, it's Friday, November 15th. The U.S. Supreme Court could decide today whether to halt the scheduled execution of a Texas death row inmate many say is innocent.
Rodney Reed was convicted of killing a woman in Bastrop County in 1996. And sentenced to death. The Innocence Project is now working with Reed, and his lawyers say forensic evidence and new witness statements prove his innocence.
I keep on walking, keep on talking.
Protesters camped outside the governor's mansion overnight in Austin.
There is a grave injustice happening, and that the blood of an innocent man will be on his hands if he does not act immediately.
More than half the Texas Senate and 35 state representatives have signed a letter asking the governor to postpone next Wednesday's execution for 30 days to review evidence. Greg Abbott has not responded to the letter or protesters. The U.S. Supreme Court is scheduled to hear a petition to intervene today. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The matter of which judge hears the contempt case against Dallas County DA John Crusoe could be decided today. Outside Judge Robert Brotherton will hear a request by Crusoe to have Judge Tammy Kemp recused from his contempt case. KRLD legal analyst Ed Klein says Brotherton brings a lot of credibility to the case.
He was a respected jurist when he was sitting on a bench as an active presiding judge and has been active as a retired judge or a senior retired judge since retiring from his bench.
Judge Kemp was upset that Crusoe gave a TV interview just before the murder trial of former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger when there was a gag order in place. She wants to hold a hearing to determine whether Crusoe should be held in contempt. The DA wants Kemp replaced, claiming she is biased. With the holiday initiative underway, Dallas police want to hear what the people think of the department's five-year plan to reduce crime. KRLD's Austin York explains.
The plan calls for more cameras and will use overtime to adequately staff officers to cover shopping areas. Last night, police held one of 14 public input meetings to find out what the public would like to see included in the plan. The department is nearly 700 officers smaller than it was 8 years ago, and this man says that's what it comes down to.
I know if they can get their numbers up and get their manpower up, Dallas will be a safer place.
Police say the plan will include more oversight as well as training and education. Police Chief Renee Hall and Councilman David Blewett were in attendance. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
It's becoming my reality that I'm not going to see him again. This is the longest I've been without my child.
Less talk and more action. That's what a Dallas woman is calling for after her teenage son was gunned down last week. 15-year-old Mikkel Phillips was found shot to death last Friday night on the basketball court outside Robert L. Thornton Elementary School. Phillips' mother, Shamikia White, says the community has to take the lead to end gun violence. Police are still investigating Phillips' murder. So far, there have been no arrests. The city of Fort Worth acts on one of the recommendations made by the Task Force on Race and Culture. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has more from City Hall.
The city of Fort Worth hires its first director of diversity and inclusion.
This is Christina Brooks, who is currently serving in a similar position with the city of South Bend, Indiana.
Assistant City Manager Fernando Costa says while Brooks may currently be out of state, she's originally from Texas, having grown up in San Antonio and Houston. In Brooks's new role, she will oversee the implementation of policies and practices to ensure that the city focuses on diversity and inclusion in every department. Her first day on the job will be Monday, December 9th.
We're eager to have Ms. Brooks come to Fort Worth and help us to make Fort Worth a more equitable community for everybody.
At Fort Worth City Hall, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Things got ugly last night at the end of the NFL game between the Browns and the Steelers, and a former high school star from North Texas was right in the middle of it. With 8 seconds left in the game, Miles Garrett, who played at Arlington Martin High School and then Texas A&M, ripped the helmet off Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph and hit him over the head with it. Up in the broadcast booth, Troy Aikman couldn't believe it.
That's one of the worst things I've ever seen on a professional sports field.
They're absolutely. I mean, this is multiple game suspension right here. It's just. I mean, it's. I hate that anybody even has to watch this.
Browns coach Freddie Kitchens says there was no excuse for it.
I'm embarrassed. Miles is embarrassed. It's not good.
And Garrett spoke with reporters after the game.
I made a mistake. I lost my cool, and I regret it.
No word yet on any possible suspension. A historic football field could be up for sale in Fort Worth. The school district is considering selling Farrington Field along with 18 other properties. Clint Bond with the Fort Worth ISD says the 80-year-old stadium and other properties can bring in a pretty penny.
If we take all of the properties and look at just the TAD value, the Tarrant Appraisal District value, we believe we could bring in $60 million.
He says the district wants to build a newer stadium for several schools to use. The school board will welcome public input at their next board meeting in Fort Worth on December 10th. Dallas is home to one of the best teachers in the country, and she's got the award to prove it.
And the Oscar goes to...
Some call it the Oscars for teaching. The Milken Educator Award goes to just 40 teachers across the nation, and one of them this year is Susan Moreno, who is a dual language teacher, English and Spanish, at Dallas J.L. Long Middle School. Yesterday, Long students, teachers, and staffers filed into the auditorium for what they thought would be a run-of-the-mill assembly, but Moreno was called up on stage and given an oversized check for $25,000 from the Milken Family Foundation. As part of the ceremony, Moreno heard her colleagues heaping praise on her for her innovation, energy, and her impact on her students. She says she may use some of the money to repay student loans. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Sports. The Mavericks lose to the lowly Knicks for the second time in a week. The final, 106-103. The Stars beat Vancouver 4-2. Cowboys play in Detroit at noon on Sunday.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.